your hat. I'm almost coveting it. When you have as little hair as I do, huh?
She may not have it by the end of the night.
Michael's been known to prophesy the hats right off of people's heads. The good thing is, we can lay hands on you and the anointing will go right through that thing. Isn't that good? No lids in God. Well, you're another bridge builder. It's like a similar to our first sister. You have capacity to build bridges and go over chasms where others have said, do not enter. No trespassing. In fact, when you see no trespassing, you say, watch me. Just watch me. You love a challenge, sister. You love a challenge. You never pay retail. Retail is like, it's just a dare to you. It's like, I dare you to charge me retail. I will find a discount somewhere. I'll be back with a coupon. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go online. I will be back. And you will beat this price. You know how to beat the price that everybody else says, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to pay. Because you learned, like we just, you know, revealed to our young brother here, that God cheats for you. He does deals for you. He works for you. He does amazing things. And you've seen God on the job many a time. In fact, you wake up every day and say, God, I don't know when it's coming, but my miracle is going to be here today. In fact, it's normal for you to experience two or three miraculous things a day, because most of the time they happen to the rest of us. We don't even see them. We don't ask for them. And then when they come, we don't even get it. You get it. You really get it because you read your Bible and you've been on the brink of disaster and you've been helpless, hopeless, and coverless and said, God, if you don't do something, it's over. And you know what? He just says, watch me. Watch me. And he's just done it so many times. Your catalog of the miracles of God, his saving grace, his undeserved moments, is huge because you live in that zone. You've decided, I'd rather live here than normalcy. Almost like what Michael was setting us up for in the beginning. Kind of an extraordinary, uncommon way to live my life because I hang with God all day and he created everything. He's the boss. He's in charge. And I'm his little girl. You still got a little girl in you. Lots of little girl. And God doesn't mind that at all. Sometimes we make ourselves grow up too fast. And God says, I want you to become like a child every now and then. Oh, so Jesus even had to remind us. We have to be like children sometimes. Childlike in our faith. My dad said, that's it. It's going to happen. And you need to climb up on daddy's lap every now and then and have a little snuggle and just say, resting in dad's lap. You know, the rest thing is really good for you because you are you're a go-getter, get it done, come on everybody, cheerleader. It's kind of like a hard taskmaster sometime. People get into fear when you're in charge of a project in the church. They go, oh no, I'll get a call. I know I'm going to get a phone call. She's going to come after me with that clipboard. Say, when are you going to be there? Not, do you want to be there? It's like, when are you going to be there? Because you are a good recruiter and you're good, strong in the ministry of helps. You understand what it takes to run the engine of the local church, prayer, devotion, all those things. But sometimes you got to roll your sleeves up, right, and grab hold of an instrument and get something done. And you know how to get stuff done. You're a great project director. You're one that can direct a project. You can direct the people. You see the end and you will not quit until it's done. You're a finisher, sis. God needs more finishers. And you have been an example to others. You have hung in there when others would have given up. Many circumstances. It's your character. It's what God has built in you. The heart of a finisher. Paul said, if only I may finish. I don't care what's going to happen. I already know I'm going to go to prison. I know I'm going to be afflicted. I know that awaits me. Doesn't matter. I just want to finish. I want to finish the ministry that God gave me. So you're going to finish, sis. You are going to finish. But here's the deal. You're going to bring many with you. And you're going to cause others to see how to finish and finish strong, finish well, and live in the land of miracles. I mean, miracles of timing. Miracles where a car cuts you off and everybody else wants to react in the flesh and you go, thank you, Lord. See, everything's a gift. Mm-hmm. For you, everything's a gift. Every irritation, a gift, right? Every disappointment, thank you, Lord. That was a gift from you. Thank you. I'm disappointed in my flesh, but because you're sovereign, somehow you're going to work that thing out. That delay, it's not denial. That thing that didn't come, guess what? Your timing's always perfect. And you've just got one of those beautiful ways to turn the irritations of humanity into the sovereignty of the Most High God and bring Him glory. Because that's what God loves about you. You are such a glory seeker and a glory giver that you're going to show others the way. They need to see how to glorify God in all things. In everything, give thanks. Because that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. I'd like to hang out with her for an afternoon, just see what happens.
Well, first, I see. Oh, I stole them. They're over here. Here you go. Here you got some. I see three knives that were driven into your back. There have been three times of serious betrayal. Long, ugly, serrated knives. This was not nice. But I also see that there's been tremendous healing, that these are not open wounds. And you've done a good job in forgiving and getting healed. And God says, good job. There's a responsibility in being hurt. So we have to forgive and release. And you've done that. So God says, good job. Second, I see that I see you walking up to a door and you reach up on the top of the door, the molding of the door, and you find the dust up there that's hidden and you brush it off. God's put in you a desire for things to be straight and clean. Not just on a real door, but in lives. And God's used you and is using you to reach up above the door in people's lives and clean things. And at times it feels a little weird, like, is there something wrong with you? But the truth is, this is a spiritual gift. I don't know what you call it, the gift of cleaning above the door in people's lives. That's Romans, I don't know. But this is something God's given you to do, to help people get the dust out and get things clean. You detest hypocrisy, that is, secret life and secret lies. And you want the what you see is what you get. And that's the way you live, that what you see on my face is what's inside. I'm not hiding something. And the virtue of this is that that's the way you treat other people. There's a consequence to your relationship, to your friendship. The consequence is, I want you to speak the truth. I'll speak the truth to you, and I expect you to speak the truth to me. So you're a consequential lady. You can't have a friendship with you and you're going to have an impact. And there's something in your expectation and the way you look that draws a higher standard. Is the wrong word. That's not the right word. A higher expectation or vision out of people. God says, good job. He's given you a spiritual gift of exhortation. That's the ability, and it's a coach's gift. It's the ability to look at somebody and have this innate kind of built-in sense of what they could be in Jesus. And so at times you don't beat people over the head with it, but there's something in you that's saying to people, you can do that, you can do this, you can do that. You don't think you can, but I know you can do that, you can do that. And so you're like the football coach that you meet, the coach meets people, and the guy thinks he's an end. And then the coach looks at him and realizes this guy's not an end, he's a center linebacker or whatever. And you have this ability to kind of put people in the right place and pull them out of the place they're in and just gently put them into another place. You do it with exhortation. God says, good job. And He's going to use you in the coming days, this ability to size people up. God's going just to expand on it. He's going to let it grow. He's going to put more feet on it, more legs on it, and you're going to use it with more people. I think that probably means, I can't say, but I think it probably means just increased leadership, responsibility, increased responsibility with organizing things, which simply means figuring out who's supposed to do what, when, and where, and see that they can get it done and help them do it. God's going to use you there. Also, there's an old relationship that God's going to fix. There's going to be a restoration. You've extended an olive branch, and over again, you've spoken peace over something, and it's been like it fell on hard ground and nothing happened. But God's going to do it now. You won't have to do a thing. Don't run out and do anything. Put a demand on God. And God's going to awaken someone's heart. That person's going to come back to you with repentance and with weeping and a gift in their hand. Look for it. I see someone standing at the door with a gift in their hand. I don't know whether it's flowers or brownies, but there's going to be a gift in their hand. Brownies. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Brownies. I'm about to get off the topic, right, subject right now, thinking about the brownies. Wasn't right. But there's going to be, they're going to be come bearing gifts and have tears. And this will be a sign to you. And God says to you, he's telling you now so you don't ignore this. This is going to be a sign to you that he calls you a sister of reconciliation and restoration. Yeah. I think Clem used that thing about restoration. But you will be a sister of restoration and reconciliation. God's going to use you. And there's a scripture out of James 3. It says, blessed are the peacemakers. It's at the end of James 3. Somebody's going to pull that and read it right now. We'll pause. This pause is brought to you by Shepherd's Heart. Bible drill. Somebody's already beat him. Some kid's already beat him. It's at the end of 3. The peacemakers.
The last verse is in the seed whose fruit is the righteousness of sowing peace by those who make peace.
That's it. By those who make peace are peacemakers.
James 3:18, and the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
This is you. That's a life scripture for you. You sow a seed of peace. You're a peace sower, and God's going to bring fruit into your life, but not just into your life. There's something I see spreading out into your family, your natural family, but there's also something spreading out into your spiritual family. And I also see seeds being sown into the city or this metropolitan area about peace. So don't be surprised if you're put on the spot with people that are arguing or some kind of contention, and you're put on the spot like all of a sudden you're there in the middle going, okay, let's come together here. God's going to give you words in that kind of situation. If you were a lawyer, I would say you're going to be an arbitrator. But it's that feel to it. Someone who arbitrates and helps people find a way to make peace over something. And listen, there's something in the business community. God's going to give you an eye on how to help people make money. An idea eye to see an opportunity. And you're going to be somewhere and talking to someone, and you're going to go, oh, you know, you could make, that's money. You could make money if you sold that or did that or did this or made that call or whatever. You can make money. God's going to use you to help people make money in the coming days. And it's going to come like little flashes, like a flashbulb. And you're going, oh, I see that. You could, why don't you, or we could, I don't know. We could do that, but somebody could do that and make some money. God's going to give that to you. I believe God's going to raise up people in this whole area with inspirations on how to make money, little flashbulbs of revelation on how to start a small business, a little micro business here, a little bit of business there, a little bit of business here. It's going to add up. And I just, God's also saying that this region is not going to be dependent on the economy of New York State, but it's going to be dependent on God's economy. And God is going to raise up and release genius ideas for making money in this region.
Joyce, I don't know if you know this, but from the moment you came up and had a seat, you have your own theme music. I heard the beating of drums from the moment you walked and you sat down. And I hear the Lord saying that you've been one that he has trained your hands for war. And God has made you like a specialist. And I see you sitting there, but in the spirit, you're sitting there in your full regalia. And you've earned your stripes and you've earned your stars. You've had to battle through the rough, the tough, the bad, and the ugly, and you've come out on the other side. God has helped you through each and every one of them, and that has every single one of them has gained you experience. It has gained you wisdom. It has gained you another level of authority. And I hear the Lord saying to you today that he's bringing you to a higher place in authority, for he's made you a marksman. He's made you a sniper in the spirit. He's made you as a specialist to go into an area and see the poison and to bring the poison out and to be a protective barrier. For you're a protective barrier even to the leadership of this house. You're a protective barrier to this region, for you've been tried and you've been tested and you've been proven to be faithful to the Lord and the things that God has called you to. You have been trained for war. And the Lord says that there's angels that protect you even as you go forward in your assignments. God has given you authority and God has given you victory even over the Jezebels. He's given you victory even over the Ahabs. He's given you victory over Herodias. He's given you victory over even over the Leviathans that have come after you and come after people in ministry. And because of your specialist anointing and because of your heart for God's people, you've stepped in and you've been a strength for others, and others have been able to lean on you and draw from you at their weakest point. And the Lord sees that, and I see behind you these two huge eagles, and the Lord says the word of God burns strong in you. The word of the Lord is sharp in you. The word of the Lord is ruminating in you. The word of the Lord is just there, sharp, ready to be released at a given moment. And God has put a weighty word in your mouth, and the Lord says your word will go forth and it will impact a region. Your word will go forth and it will impact those that listen to the word, those that heed the warning, heed the correction that you release. For God says that I've given you an anointing and an ability to understand what I'm speaking in a given moment and how the people are to respond. And there's an exhortation in you, and that you're to give that exhortation. And there are times where you'll hold because it's not the hour. And there are times that you are to speak that and God's people are to heed what the heeding is. You have been given also that grace to come underneath and just be that support for your pastors. And because of your heart for the leadership, you've lifted up the hands of others. God says, I see that, and I see your effort and how you've poured your life on the altar, and you've given your all and you've offered of your best. And the Lord says, I've received it to me as a fragrant offering. Yeah. And now the Lord is bringing you to a place where now you're going to begin to pour out. I see like a body of women standing before you. They're looking at you like a Deborah, like a model Deborah, like a prophetess before a body of women. And you would say, I see you just prophesying for them and saying, here is the way that we're to walk in this hour. And I believe the Lord is saying he's going to give you an authority to speak into women, an authority to speak in a new way into women's ministry, to really bring exhortation and really bring the word of the Lord, a clear picture of how to move in a given time. The Issachar anointing is so sharp in you that God is saying you're going to walk to a whole new level in it this hour. And key connections and key networks that I have placed you in and I've connected you with, I hear the Lord saying it's even going to be like a full circle. It's not over. God's just going to continue to bring spiritual mentors, spiritual people that are going to continue to just be a blessing in your life. Even those that you thought, well, they've been far removed. It's been a season. I haven't heard from them and it's kind of a done thing. But God says, no, it's not done. I'm going to continue to cause wisdom to be poured into your ministry from recognized leaders in the body for where you're about to go. I also hear God saying that the oil, the anointing on your life is getting thicker. You've rejoiced with what was poured out from you, and you look back and you look with satisfaction and all that God's done. But I hear the Lord saying, now is the fine oil. Now is when it's really starting to pour out. And it's as if though you're going to the gasoline pump and you've been grabbing regular and then you grab the middle one, but now you're grabbing the expensive one. You know, the kind none of us want to pay for. You're grabbing that one now. And I hear the Lord saying, now comes the fine oil. Now I'm going to pour through you in a new way, and it'll be known that you're in a new place of authority, and there's a new sharpness in your words and a new sharpness in your discernment. And God says it will be a refreshing to this region. It'll be a refreshing to the leadership in this region, especially a sharpening and a strengthening for the leadership of this house. Well done, faithful servant. You've endured the flames. You've endured the refining fire. You've stood there at times in that oven saying, get me out of here. How much longer do I have to be in this oven? But I hear the Lord saying, just that refining oven, there's one that stands with you in that fire, and it's me. The Lord has been with you through it all and refining you to this new level. It's been practice for what's about to be released through you now. The best is still yet ahead, says the Lord.
All right, good word. Why don't you pray for it, brother? Good word.
I just want to add one thing real quick. I just asked her, she had a son, because I'm sitting up there thinking about a son. A few words, called, elect, predestined, God's hands on him, can't wiggle out. He's tried, he's done everything possible. He's run, God's faster. And God's actually already out ahead of him waiting. He's going to run right into his father's arms, and he won't even know it. It's going to hit him like a brick wall. He's going to knock him down, but then he's going to get up a new man. Just like Saul of Tarsus. Amen?
Well, Father, we thank you for these words spoken over Joyce. We ask, Lord, that you would seal these words. And we thank you, God, for what you're about to do. And we say yay and amen. And we thank you, Lord, for the fruit that's about to abound, Lord, in her ministry. And we thank you, Lord, for the acceleration that she's about to step into, Father. We thank you for it. We say let nothing fall to the ground but come to full fruition in her life. In Jesus' name. Amen.